All right, folks, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. So, listen, I got to tell you, before we get too much further down the line here, it's go-home time. Some of y'all may be thinking, man, what am I doing for dinner? I do not feel like going through the regular old drive-thru and getting the chicken finger or the burger wrapped in some kind of paper, you know, whatever. Maybe it's time to do something different. Maybe you don't want to clean dishes when you get home. You just want to pick up something different or actually eat it somewhere. Listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Phil, that's a coffee place. I know. Of course it is. It's called Just Love Coffee Cafe. But what I'm saying is they've got an amazing menu. They got sandwiches. They got wraps. They got salads. They've got amazing. I mean, it's all different. It's like if you want something a little edgy, like go down there and get what's my favorite? The Jive Turkey Wrap. Oh man, that's a good one. Or how about this one? You get one of the sandwiches like the classic club they've got, but they also grill it in a waffle iron. I'm just telling you, the food is edgy and different, and you're gonna like it. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations in our listening area: one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And when you go there, by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I've been to both locations. I love those places. And I get the biggest kick when they tell me, hey, Phil, we had more folks come in here and say they heard about it on Right Side. That's good. Two locations, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Hughes Road in Madison, out towards City Hall. South Memorial Parkway on Huntsville, near Whole Foods. All right, I'm in number three of the Triple Dipper Boomer. I made it.
Yes.
I'm three.
I'm actually a little surprised because of the need for speed. I was a little surprised.
You thought we'd have more phone calls?
Yeah, I actually thought we would.
You actually had two that you couldn't grab in time, I tell you what, if folks want to call back in, they're welcome to it. I'll still take those calls, 833-68-RIGHT. It's 833-687-4448. So, you know, sometimes we do this segment called Adventures in Woke World. This one's not that, but what are you doing, Boomer? Are you about to hit the...
Adventures in Woke World.
I did not ask for that, Boomer.
Oh, my bad.
All right, but sometimes we do this segment called Adventures in Woke World. This one's not that. This one is mostly... Now, there's some... You know what? It does kind of fit, because I got a couple in here that are... But a lot of what I'm about to go through are a series of stories where it's obvious that people in public office cannot read the room. Now, there's a couple stories that I found that were just so good I had to pull them in. They were not public officials, but they were just knuckleheads. But I look at some of this stuff and I'm like, wow. Well, all right, so the can't read the room. What are we saying, Phil? Well, so first thing you might want to think about as a classic can't read the room is Liz Cheney. All right, so by the way, I am picking on Republicans and Democrats here, all right? Liz Cheney professes to be a Republican. Easy for me to pick on her. And this story on Town Hall, dated yesterday, says it's titled Liz Cheney's Inability to Read the Room Exposed Again in ABC News Interview. So here's what it says. It says, since losing her primary in Wyoming, Representative Liz Cheney has increased the irritability gauge that she often aggravates with her incessant war against Donald Trump. The woman is afflicted with an appalling inability to understand why she lost her career in public life. It's both baffling and engrossing. She lost to her primary challenger by nearly 40 points. Folks, that is, I don't know that I've seen a 40-point spread in a long time. Anyway, it says, Liz, you lost by that epic margin because your priority management was atrocious. You decided to ignore all the domestic crises created by the Biden administration to launch an ill-fated crusade against the undisputed leader of the Republican Party, her own party, by the way. It goes on to finish up with this. And now you have the audacity, speaking to Liz Cheney, to continue to lecture the party on who is fit for future office? Yeah, the woman who got booted from her congressional seat, a woman who could barely manage to clinch 30% of the vote, is going to now tell people like sitting U.S. Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley why they're not eligible for future office. Okay, I'm just saying, can't read the room is exactly how I would describe her. I got to call her Boomer or what? What's the scoop? Nope. Just somebody...
They're gonna email.
Okay. All right. I'll take it. Here's another one. It's sometimes you wonder. I mean, I know some people. I know some good people on school boards. I know some folks on the state school board. Then I know some people that I think, why did you run for the school board? what do you bring to the table? And obviously in Minneapolis, they struggle for leadership. So did you hear the story? You probably have. The post-millennials, where I picked up this version of it. Post-millennial, dated August 17th. Prepare yourselves. If you haven't heard the story, it's going to make you mad. Talk about can't read the room. Minneapolis School District defends its plan to fire white teachers first. Yeah. Here's the deal. Minneapolis Teachers Union. Minneapolis Teachers Union ended their strike with the Minneapolis Public Schools earlier this year, striking a deal as part of their new contract that in the event of layoffs or downsizing, white teachers will be terminated first, regardless of seniority. How did they... So first of all, school board, how did you think it was a good idea to enter into that arrangement? At what point did your attorney... I want to know who was the general counsel for the school board who said, listen, what we got to do is this. We need to discriminate. Excuse me? Yeah, what we're going to have to do is we have to discriminate. We got to make sure that, like, if they're white, they go first. Oh, that'll fly. I assume he'll be making a billable hour when they have to defend the lawsuit. It says, after backlash against the racist termination practice, which is a clear violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which bars discrimination in employment on the basis of race, the school district has now defended its plans. Here's their statement. Are you ready for this? Talk about can't read the room. To remedy the continuing effects of past discrimination. Okay, let me just stop there. If you think that what you're going to do is discriminate to help get past discriminations, you apparently have missed the point. There's an old saying, two wrongs don't make a right. To remedy the continuing effects of past discrimination, the district said in a statement on Tuesday, Minneapolis Public Schools and the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers mutually agreed to contract language that aims to support the recruitment and retention of teachers from underrepresented groups as compared to the labor market and to the community served by the district. So bottom line is this. This effectively means that they call it excessing. You know, most normal people in the world don't have to pick up new words. They call it downsizing or a reduction in force. But they've got a new word. They call it excessing. We're excessing. We have excess. We have excess people. So we're excessing. I think you're excising. You're cutting them out. Anyway, if accessing a teacher who is a member of a population underrepresented, the district shall excess the next least senior teacher. This is the wokest, stupidest thing I think I've heard in a long time. And by the way, they're going to be in court so fast they're going to make their heads swim. And the taxpayer dollars from the people of Minneapolis are going to be paying to defend that lawsuit. And that's this knucklehead. This is a jackleg, jackwagon, left-leaning, ridiculous situation. Talk about can't read the room. How about this? How about you guys literally just teach kids and quit worrying about, oh, I need seniority. We got a seniority based on race. This is ridiculous. All right, here's, by the way, I couldn't help it, Boomer. I already had it in my hands yesterday. You brought it up as the stupidest story of the week.
That's right.
And it's not a public figure, but I'm still looking at it going, they cannot read the room.
No.
Headline. From Red State, I tell you what, play me some Woke World.
Okay.
Adventures in Woke World.
RedState.com, dated August 21st. Up there in Nashville, not too far away from us. You'd like to think this is in San Francisco or someplace, but it ain't. It's right there in the Music City. Vegan activists hilariously encase their own feet in concrete to protest Starbucks almond milk upcharge.
Yep.
First of all, they don't understand the market. They're protesting an upcharge. I got news. It may be because the unions are trying to unionize Starbucks, their prices are going up. Maybe it's a supply chain under the Biden administration making the prices go up. Or maybe they just had a run on almond milk and they can't get enough. But these vegan activists, all right, it starts off by this, redstate.com, dated August 21st. Whether they're yelling at normal people for eating a burger or smearing blood on themselves to protest a ham sandwich, vegans are always thinking up new ways to make, well, I won't say what to make themselves, but anyway, to make make something of themselves. Sometimes it ends very badly, like being run over by a truck. And they got links to these, by the way, like vegans who did stupid protests. One got run over by a truck. Another one got clocked for invading a pizza joint and yelling at people eating pepperoni. Another one got the, it says, got the broccoli beat out of them for invading a rabbit farm. But the spectacle is often what they're looking for. Stopping Joe Average from chowing down on his double pepperoni pizza is secondary to the look at me moment. Well, the latest one, and by the way, the guy says, when I see vegans cussing out meat eaters, it inspires me to go out and get a juicy burger or a steak for my next meal. But on Saturday, a bunch of vegan activists in Nashville decided that a Starbucks upcharge for almond milk was a crime. And keep in mind, by the way, almond milk costs more than cow milk because it's hard to pinch the little udders on an almond. It takes great skill. It takes great skill to milk an almond. You got to squeeze them little udders just right. And it takes a lot of them to fill up a bucket. Almond milk costs more than milk from a cow. Vegans are now angry, super angry. They're not going to take it anymore, it says. So a bunch of them decided the only way to get their way at Starbucks was to encase themselves in concrete. And as stupid as that sounds, the visual is even funnier. The grass eaters placed themselves in front of the entrances like roadblocks, and I guess it prevented the coffee drinkers from getting their caffeine fix. Eight cop cars were called to cordon off the scene. And one guy says, I don't get it. Either pick them up with forklifts and drop them in a pond or just push them over like an urban cow tip. Which would also be irony. Anyway, talk about can't read the room.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. No kidding. Oh, my gosh. Boomer, I tell you what, take me to a break because I've got a monkeypox article yet next, and it might go downhill from there.
It will.
It will. All right, folks. Can't read the room. Man, can't read the room. Well, I got stuff that I hadn't even gotten to yet. Like the energy secretary saying in a recession that if you'll just spend more money on buying solar panels for your house, they'll give you a tax credit. Why would you argue with that? That's a big deal. Can't read the room. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Having more fun than a man can stand. We'll be right back. Nice. Got me some Black Crowes bump music, brother. That was good stuff, Boomer. You just found that today, didn't you?
Yeah, it was just today. I just had to throw it in there.
Just dropped into rotation right here today. That's cool. All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio here, covering down on all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, folks, my friends at ZLA Solutions are kicking it. Just had one of their biggest years ever not long ago, and now they just had one of their biggest months ever at doing what they do best, which is putting jobs and people together. So if you're an employer needing to fill out the ranks of your workforce, let me just tell you, yes, individuals can find a job at ZLA Solutions, but employers also are relying upon ZLA all over the northern part of our state right now, big name employers, to fill out the ranks of their workforce. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter, I always say that. But the end result of this is they can fill out the ranks of your workforce and get you a staff quick. It can be a small group, large group, a whole shift, multi-shifts. You tell us. I'm just telling you, ZLA Solutions, you can find them at ZLAUSA.com. And they are doing epic good things at putting people and jobs together. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, I'm finishing up the show today with the segment that I'm calling Can't Read the Room. Most of it is public officials who seem to have no clue that what they say really is falling on, you know, aggravated and deaf ears. Like they're up there just espousing their position, and they think that surely everyone will want to hear this because that's the way it is, and you need to understand because they're elected officials and they say things, and that's just... I mean, come on, man. Read the room. Look at it. And by the way, I said in my monologue, I think it was yesterday, ain't nothing wrong with speaking to a group and disagreeing with maybe even the mass view in the room. Like, you've got a position, go be a leader. Own your position. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the kind of person that is clueless, that says stuff and thinks, this is what needs to be said because I am the person that has the job, and therefore it is important that I say it. And, you know, classic example of that is Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm. You talk about can't read the room. My word. So here's the thing. She just came out and said, I pulled this one off Daily Wire, August 21st. You may have seen it. The headline is, perfect point, they don't know how they sound. Critics rose to Energy Secretary for telling poor people to go buy solar panels. This is what elitists do. They don't understand. Let them eat cake. It will be fine. Critics absolutely roasted Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm when she suggested that lower to middle class Americans could fight the rising cost of living by investing thousands in solar panels and other green energy initiatives. I know you're having trouble finding, you know, baby formula and affording eggs, and that bacon's gone up 17%. But if you'll spend thousands on some solar panels, you'll save money in the long run. That'll be good for you.
Take out a loan.
Exactly.
Granholm
made an appearance on Fox News Sunday to explain how the recently passed Inflation Reduction Act, which has been touted as a tax, energy, and healthcare bill, would impact everyday Americans who are struggling with record high inflation, food, gasoline, and energy costs. Here's her quote. I kid you not. This is her actual quote. If you are low income, you can get your home entirely weatherized through the expansion for the bipartisan infrastructure laws. You don't have to pay for anything. If you want heat pumps, insulation, new windows, that's covered. If you're moderate income, today you can get 30% off the price of solar panels. Those solar panels can be financed, so you don't have to have the big outlay at the front. If you don't qualify for the weatherization, you'll be able to start. I mean, how tone deaf do you have to be in a recession to say, if you'll just spend, you know, thousands of dollars on solar panels, we'll help you finance it. It'll come out better for you in the long run. Okay. Thanks. Moving along. Here's the other one. It's amazing to me when they try to spin a narrative and they're not reading the room. Like, no one's buying this. Would you please stop? Like monkeypox. Ah, Boomer was like waiting for this story. Story on townhall.com. New data on monkeypox will probably create more confusion due to political correctness. When you run through a complete effort to cloud the truth in order to preserve a liberal mantra, you have probably just denied yourself the opportunity for gaining the trust of your audience. Just saying. Story from August 21st on Town Hall. Most Americans are not at risk for infection. Monkeypox caseloads will never reach the levels we see annually from even the common cold or flu. Our children can attend school without fear. Colleges might have to be a little more vigilant because of the student bodies who are comprised of consenting adults, but basically this is a virus that's almost exclusively impacting the LGBT community. And that's a fact, but saying so could provoke the woke crowd to label you homophobic. Therefore, the messaging on combating the viral outbreak is a total mess. Quote, that was a quote. And he goes on to say, monkeypox is not a national health emergency. It's heavily localized. But the Biden administration is once again bungling on a near epic scale. They are doing so much to try and maintain their, you know, no offense taken. monkeypox, everybody beware. It's monkeypox. Never mind the fact that 91% of all cases, which by the way, in the vast, you know, well, how many millions of people? 300 million? What's our population right now? 300 some odd million?
Yeah.
In the population of the United States, we've had something like 6,400 cases. It's like a nothing burger in terms of the percentage of people. But it says, first of all, the FDA rejected 1 million monkeypox vaccines from Europe because they couldn't go inspect the facility. Go read the room, folks. Then the CDC came out with messaging that seemed to imply that it's everybody, never mind the fact that 91% comes in the gay community, especially gay men. I'm just saying, read the room, people. We don't believe you. Why are you continuing to thrust this at us? Ain't nobody walking around with no monkeypox. It's a good thing Task Force Monkeypox is on patrol.
Woo.
I had more stories I couldn't even get to, brother. But listen, it's been a great day. You guys, listen, have a great night. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. We'll see you then.